Confidence.
Good. Confidence.
Goats.
Mountain
goats. Mountain goats. And we should come to the mango tree as well.
No, we didn't.
Did we come to mango tree?
Not yet.
We were only on rocks.
So, yeah, you can be an observer. That doesn't mean you have to sit far away. You can sit there and see. Or here even. So yesterday, we are exploring. And don't say that's wrong English. I'm very conscious of what I'm saying. We are exploring the nature of confidence. So we were talking about a self-conscious confidence. And an unself-conscious confidence. Right? Srishti? Right? That's what we were talking about. So could somebody open up this, the nature of self-conscious confidence and the nature of unself-conscious confidence a little bit by watching yourself? You can learn a lot by watching your own brain. And, of course, watching other people's actions and so on. Anybody? See, lots of things are coming to me, but I don't want to jump. Take, for example, you are 5 feet, let's say, 4 inches tall. It can either be a fact or, I'm going to say something surprising, it can be an idea. Does that make sense? No? Doesn't make sense? You're actually 5 feet, 4 inches tall. Either the brain can hold it as a fact or the brain can hold it as an idea. What is the difference?
Fact is, it's true.
Then what does it mean to hold it as an idea? Right. When you're actually 5 feet, 4 inches tall, what does it mean to hold that as an idea? What is the nature of that holding?
Like you like it very much.
Okay. That's one possibility. I like it very much. Or?
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
What contributes to the like?
Good, I'm growing.
No, wait a minute. Yeah. So, see, we are kind of building upon that. So when I hold it as an idea, it's no longer a simple fact that I'm 5 feet, 4 inches tall. It becomes an idea. Oh my God, I'm only 5 feet, 4 inches tall. I don't like this. I want it to be 5 feet, 4.5 inches at least. Right?
Yeah.
Or, oh God, I'm already 5 feet, 4 inches. I think I'll grow up into 5 feet, 5 inches.
I should at least be 1 inch taller than my father.
I should be at least 1 inch taller than my... So these are all ideas. Right? Now, it's become a habit for us to create ideas around facts. Do you agree? We don't leave a fact as a fact. We create ideas around facts. Do you see that?
But if you create ideas around facts,
what's the problem?
The fact become an idea?
No, the fact doesn't become an idea. But the fact gets surrounded by the idea and becomes complicated. Do you see that happening to you?
Yes.
It's a fact. Let us say I'm not good at mathematics.
Okay.
But that fact gets converted into an idea. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Do you see?
Oh, I'm not good at mathematics. I'm not good at mathematics like that.
And what else? What else?
I want to be good. I want to be good.
What else? I should be better. What else? Go on saying all the different.
I should be excellent.
Something
else. Maybe something else.
I should be better than
what
you.
What will the other people think?
What will the other people think?
You saw that. There are other
things. What will other people think?
What will other? What else? Add to that.
Who made me not good at it?
Sorry?
They might start thinking I'm silly.
So I better not do mathematics in front of other people because they will know that I'm not good at mathematics. Then I begin to say, oh my God, I find it so... I feel heavy when I have to do mathematics. Right? See how complicated a simple fact becomes when it gets converted into an idea. Or it can be the other thing. I'm terribly good at maths. I'm great. I'm so clever. You're so dumb. You don't know any maths. You're so dumb. Right? I've heard kids say that. You're so dumb. You can't do this. You're so dumb. That's already converted into an idea. Right? So, we've explored. Just see how complicated it becomes. So, my confidence, supposing I'm good at mathematics, my confidence is kind of dependent on my idea of how good I am at mathematics. Right? You got it? That's what I'm calling self-conscious confidence. Right? So in that self-conscious confidence, it's a mixture of pride and fear. Yeah? Why is it a mixture of pride and fear? Krishna?
Because you're not good at math or something, you keep thinking what will others think of me, I'm so bad at everything. So that's the fear that comes in, but then you also don't want them to see that. So you try to act as if you're
good at it. Or you might, even without understanding it, you might say, Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
Rupanti used to tell a very funny story about Gayatri. I believe Gayatri was not really good at mathematics when she was a kid. So then Rupanti asked her, then when the teacher asks somebody to give an answer, how do you do it? Gayatri said, I look at all the other people and whoever most people are telling the answer, I tell that answer.
Very funny.
At least I know how to count. And I know that 8 is more than 6. So I'm pretty good at maths. Right?
That's a weird way of doing maths.
That's right. But even if I'm good at maths, it can be, when it gets converted to an idea, it can create both pride and fear.
Better than me in maths.
Exactly.
And you're proud that I'm so good.
But when that other guy is better than me, the same pride becomes fear. Right? This is what is called the psychological movement of thought. That it converts a fact into an idea, and then the idea kind of becomes your foundation. Your idea of who you are becomes the foundation, not the fact. The fact of who you are is very simple. The goat can jump from one rock to the other. That's the fact, right? And it doesn't create ideas around it at all. It doesn't see, goats don't compare with each other.
Only we compare.
That's a very strange thing why we do that.
Probably because our brain is stronger, we can think more.
Oh, but that's saying that just because I can have fire in my house, I should get burnt.
Very funny.
No, it's not funny at all. It's the same thing that you're saying. Because I'm able to create a fire in my house, a goat can't create a fire in my house. So because I can create a fire in my house, I should get burnt.
You're hurting yourself.
Yeah. So
in this
also there is hurt. No?
Where?
No? Hmm? Isn't fear a kind of hurt?
Yes, it is.
Then?
It's a mind hurt, not a body hurt.
It's a mind hurt, but it's a mind hurt. It's still a hurt.
Yes, yes.
At least the body hurt heals itself.
The mind may or might.
The mind hurt doesn't necessarily heal itself. The mind hurt can only end. It's not like a body hurt that just heals itself by growing some more layers or something like that. Is that clear? Most human beings start with mind hurts and they go on and on and on and on. That's why their lives become burdensome. And that mind hurt in a very strange way creates a fear of letting go. So you're not simply a mango tree. At least a goat can jump from one rock to the other. The mango tree is just a mango tree. But he's not thinking, I'm a good mango tree. Mango trees are better than other trees. I'm a better mango tree than the other tree. It's just what it is. The ability of the brain to completely remain with the fact, no matter how advanced the thought capacity is, just because the thought capacity is advanced, it doesn't have to create problems. That's crazy. Right? To have a very advanced, it's like having a very fast car and keep getting into accidents. It's meaningless.
Yeah. Finally, we'll get caught one day and go to jail.
All that maybe, yeah. But do you see the fact that the human brain has greater capacity for thought, unless there is understanding of what thought can do, that thought can also create problems.
Yeah.
For most human beings, it is so.
Like arrogance, for example. Arrogance, you can do it.
Arrogance, fear, and from that, loneliness.
Sadness.
Anxiety.
Anxiety is to be anxious.
Not only for the individual, but when thought is not functioning rightly, the society that gets created has all the problems as well.
Yeah.
One second, slow down. Right? Do you see that? So either, and it's a very strange thing to say, it's not my fault. Because it's human thought that has created the problems of society. Right? So there must be tremendous responsibility for the functioning of thought in this brain. You can't afford to say, well, I didn't do it. Because it's human thought that's doing it. Got it? Do you understand what I'm saying? No? Little bit. You don't see directly that it is human thought which is functioning wrongly that creates all the problems of society. Do you see that? And if the thought here is functioning like the rest of the human thought, then it's also contributing to creating the problems. Right? So if you as a human being are really concerned about society, you must find out if the thought here can completely not create problems. Yeah? I think that's terribly important. And that is really the most fundamental learning. The rest, the skills, passing exams, they're very, very simple. Maybe I'll take 1 year more than you to pass the exam. That's not a big deal. Unless thought again goes, oh my God, she's passed the exam, I haven't still passed the exam, etc. That creates a problem. But the fact that I passed the exam 1 year later than you doesn't create any problem.
Well, cover, uncle.
Yeah.
By the way, if we pass our exam, isn't it not like an idea that we did it? I did earlier than that.
Don't make it into an idea.
I'm not saying I will. Can it become an idea?
Anything can become an idea.
It can.
The fact anything that can become an idea.
Can be an idea.
Right? And it costs so the trouble. Brain, unless the brain is terribly alert and sensitive, the very sensitivity will prevent it from becoming an idea. Otherwise, anything can become an idea.
I passed it before you, therefore I am better than you. That is the idea.
Yeah.
I passed it before you can see.
That's only
a fact.
Right? So, it's very important to have the intelligence which is able to see what is the fact and what is the idea which has come as a reaction to the fact. The idea is always a reaction to the fact. The fact itself is just so. Observe it in your own lives. This is terribly important to understand. Now, I can't get into your brains and constantly prevent facts from becoming ideas in your brain. Nobody can do it for you. So that alertness, that intelligence has to be there in that sensitivity, awaken it. And you can see it in daily life. You can awaken that sensitivity by watching how your thought reacts. So you're learning. Yeah? Anybody wants to say anything? Thank you. Have a nice holiday.
You said that if thought doesn't function properly, it causes a problem.